It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Tackling the issue of low water supplies and increasing demand will be a top priority during the upcoming legislative session. KUNC State Capitol reporter Benta Berkland takes a look at some of the proposals being considered by state lawmakers.
He may not be a water expert, but Governor John Hickenlooper says there's no question. Another drought year like 2012 would be very hard on Colorado.
We never have enough water. I mean, the bottom line is we could use double the amount of rainfall we get every year.
And while it's too soon to predict the winter snowpack, Hickenlooper says his office is planning for a dry year.
We have to assume, not being able to predict weather conditions this spring and this winter, we have to assume the worst and be prepared for another drought.
State lawmakers are also working on ways to encourage additional water conservation. Republican Senator Greg Brophy from Ray says this year's drought brought new problems, especially for farmers on the eastern plains. He says many were forced to use more water to irrigate crops than they're allocated.
Ultimately, the state has to keep farmers from using too much water. They just have to. The law says you can use this much. The United States Supreme Court will enforce the interstate compact, so we don't have a choice in the matter. The question is, how are we going to do that?
One idea is to average the amount of water farmers use over a several-year period to allow for fluctuations in drier years. Brophy is also sponsoring a bill that would stop penalizing farmers from saving water when they can. Water rights are based in part on how much water you use, so farmers don't want to conserve and see the value of their water rights go down.
Conservation and efficiency is probably one of the most important things we can do as a state.
Democratic Senator Gail Schwartz of Snowmass Village chairs the Senate Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Energy Committee. She's hoping to sponsor a bill to better protect watersheds from dead beetle-killed pine trees and wildfires.
We know where the dead trees are. We know they are in very vulnerable areas within the watershed, and that will only, once the fire does take place, cause very serious erosion and silting in the watershed and affecting water quality.
Schwartz and other lawmakers say it's crucial to have greater flexibility within the system so water can be transferred to areas that need it the most. Jennifer Gimbel directs the Colorado Water Conservation Board, which is charged with managing and preserving the state's water. She says population growth is yet another challenge.
If we keep going the way we're going, we'll have a certain gap that we need to make sure that we're meeting all the demands. And right now, we're not sure how we're going to do that. So there's a lot of discussions going on. What kind of strategies can we look at to get there? Water conservation, new supply, new projects. Is there a way to make sure we don't dry up the ag economy, but still we could use their water in dry years?
But Gimbel is quick to note that not every solution requires changes to existing laws.
It's not so much the legislation as it's the conversation that gets going and the ideas that are generated.
And water experts say Colorado is becoming more proactive and forward-thinking on water issues. The state has a new drought plan, and Gimbel says the Water Conservation Board is making sure lawmakers have the technical information they need to make wise decisions. A bigger challenge, says Republican Senator Greg Brophy, is engaging the public.
For most people, they turn on the tap, the water comes out, there's no problem. That's why it's not a hot ticket issue. Unless you make your living based on that water usage, it's probably not that big of a deal to you.
And while marijuana, education, and oil and gas are likely to grab bigger headlines during the legislative session, members of the water community say they'll be working to educate the public about just how scarce of a resource water in Colorado really is. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.